Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob Parker is out, and in his place, the one, the only, George Reister, affectionately known around these parts as George Wrongster, but you know, affectionately.
Yo, I like that sounder. I like that sounder. Hey, that's a proper introduction.
You are one of my, you know this, one of my favorite people here at Fox Sports Radio. So it is my pleasure to bring you to the woodshed today.
Hey, and one of mine too, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the invite. You know, you got to, you know, even though I got a whole show to do after this, you invite, I show up.
You are a workhorse. That's what got you to the NFL. That's what made you a blue chip basketball prospect coming out of high school. At least that's what you tell me. I haven't heard that from anybody else. But
Stop it. Yes,
bucket.
You did.
Stop it.
Hey. Looking into all that little.
Hey, because if that wasn't true, people would debunk that.
Nah, you know, you did your thing. You did your thing. We will talk some NBA. I had Bucky Brooks in yesterday. So I'm thinking, of course, football, right? So we talk a ton of football, and then we have one little NBA topic, and Bucky just lights up like Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I was like, man, next time I have you on, Bucky, we're going to talk some more NBA because he was really excited. I know you love hoop too, so we will talk some of that. We are live for the next 3 hours from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, The Odd Couple, even without Rob Parker, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it here for the next 3 hours. The Odd Couple crews in full effect. USC Chris on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. We've got Ethan Miller in for super producer Rob G doing his thing. Elijah Sibunya, the one and only social media guru of the Odd Couple. And on the updates, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. All right, we're going to talk some NBA later, but let's start with the NFL. There's a lot of news coming out. And, you know, a lot of opinions on what's going on in San Francisco with the quarterback room. Now, we do have some clarity. We know the starter's Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant from a year ago, but he's certainly not irrelevant anymore. The backup is Sam Darnold, who was the number three pick by the Jets of, 2018, was it? Or several years ago, not too long ago. He's still young, but has, you know, couldn't get it done in New York, couldn't get it done in Carolina. New life for him in San Francisco, and he beat out Trey Lance, who the Niners folks may remember a few years ago traded three first-round picks and more for the right to move up and draft Trey Lance. And now, with only four starts under his belt, George, he is being not only benched but third string. The reports are that they are exploring all options. One of them is keeping him. Because, look, they've had their quarterbacks injured for, you know, forever, including, obviously, last year in the NFC title game. They could have used a third-string quarterback. But also trading him. And there are reports saying they've been trying. They've been taking calls, talking to teams for a while, and there really aren't any takers and really aren't any good offers for Trey Lance.
Well, what
I want to throw at you, because a lot of people – I'm fine with Brock Purdy starting. He should be, as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of people are saying they are mishandling this QB situation because they gave up so much for Trey. And he has not had a real shot. But some of that's injuries is not his fault, but he's been injured. And then the guy behind him, Brock Purdy, played great. And obviously Trey hasn't been that impressive in practice. So do you think he's being mishandled and mistreated, for lack of a better word, or are you cool with the way the Niners are doing this?
Oh, they are 100% mishandling this. And, but the thing is, there are some people that approach this conversation from a sunk cost, or like a poker term, like you're pot committed because you put so much into this. Right. No, man, don't throw good money after bad money. If you realize that it ain't working, then yes, you should move on. But the reason why that there have not been takers at the price that they want is because of the PR way that they've handled this. Like everything. Oh, Sam Darnold, so much better. Brock Purdy's our guy. So from the outside.
I agree. So I don't know why you can still make him third string, but you don't have to make him look so bad.
Correct. So if you're another team, you're saying, I'm not going to give up anything substantial for this dude. Maybe I'll give up a 7th-round pick, 6th-round pick, but they clearly don't want him anymore. So he might be on the street in a minute, and I can get him for nothing.
Well, look, if I'm the Niners, I'm keeping him as my third string.
100%.
Right?
100%. Again, and the main thing, though, Chris.
And Brock, I think Brock Purdy will play well, but he could get hurt or he could play poorly. Darnold, we know, could come
thing,
in and
Chris.
Play poorly. And so maybe Trey Lance will get another shot.
100%. And the thing that people are not recognizing is that, yes, Brock Purdy had a little run last year. But we have no idea whether that was Linsanity or whether that's real. Because what happens is in the NFL, particularly at the quarterback
position. It was a little longer than Linsanity, though.
Yeah. It was six games. It was six games and two playoff games.
It was six games and two playoff games. I'm not going to let you belittle Brock Purdy like that.
I'm not belittling it, but the reality, it was six regular season games, and they were against bad opponents.
But these are what he did. Oh, really? Because his first start was against the GOAT, Tom Brady. A team
was
that won
was
a Super
not
Bowl
a bad
a couple
team
years
last
earlier.
Year?
A team
was
that,
that not
won
a bad
Super
team
a couple
year?
Years earlier. A team that – didn't they make the playoffs? Am I mistaken? Did
with
they
a losing record. What
okay,
are we
but,
talking
but
about?
A playoff team last year, and he beat them. He stand across the field at the GOAT and beats him in the first game he's ever started in the NFL. And then in his first start in the playoffs, throws for 332 and 3 touchdowns, no picks against Seattle. Pete Carroll, good coach, beats Dallas and then gets hurt against Philadelphia. So, I like Purdy. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler and all that. But what I will say is – I think he deserves credit for what he did.
No, he does.
Last year.
He
and shouldn't be belittled
Chris,
as
Chris.
Jeremy Lin.
I was not belittling the man at all. I'm saying that we don't know whether it was whether it was Linsanity or whether it was actually real. And one of the things that happens, like if you notice, Nick Mullins, the backup quarterback for the Vikings right now, had success in Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Wasn't he quarterback when they were 1-10?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he didn't have some.
No.
I'm saying he looked like, oh wow, there could actually be something here. And Brock Purdy,
who
had a good run. Here's the thing is, he had a good run. He only threw 170 passes. And the thing that happens with
NFL.
Nick
Mullins is 5-12 as a starter.
The thing that happens with NFL defensive coordinators. Chris.
Stop.
The thing that happens with
QBR
NFL defensive coordinators.
QBR in the bottom of your Jordans.
Look, I can't even finish.
I'm just saying.
The
you
point.
Up here making misstatements. No, talking about Nick Mullins was balling.
I didn't say Nick Mullins was balling. I said Nick Mullins showed something. Here is the thing that happens with NFL coordinators. They figure out where the weakness is in your game and if you cannot change your game. Prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example. Patrick Mahomes, when he had Tariq Hill for the first 3 years that he was a starter, they're bombs over Baghdad, throwing it over everybody's head. And then all of a sudden, in what was quote-unquote the worst year of his career, which was his fourth year, where it was still absolutely awesome,
right?
They forced him to dink and dunk.
I feel you.
They forced Tom Brady to make adjustments. They force you to. Yeah,
Shanahan is
and he's going to be tested.
You know, and I hear you, and that's true.
Brock's going to be
Shanahan
tested this year.
Is excellent at doing what my quarterback can do. You know what I'm saying? So he will have him in good position to be successful, and they got weapons galore. If they stay healthy on that side of the ball, I mean, you would think he's going to have some success.
The point is, Brock Purdy had success. He may come out and be lights out this year. However, though, there is a percentage chance that is not minuscule.
No, right.
This could go left. And then the incessant love for Sam Darnold. We have seen this Sam Darnold show as much as we've seen the Baker Mayfield show. We know how this ends.
I don't know that we do.
He's an experienced quarterback, Sam Darnold fan.
I know I'm not a big Sam Darnold fan, but am I ready to say he can't have some success?
He can have some success. He's a backup quarterback. He's a backup quarterback. And remember, Sam Darnold is extremely experienced. He started for six years. So he's seen things that Trey Lance has not. He's done things that Trey Lance has. He's made mistakes that Trey Lance has not. But the idea that people in the media are talking about, oh my God, Sam Darnold, they're fawning over Sam Darnold. And in his sixth year, after five bad years, and granted, he had a saboteur in with his first coach. But when you look at Trey Lance, who has been injured, and people are now saying, oh, this dude's a bum. He can't play. But then we want to give Sam Darnold the benefit of the doubt, even though we've seen 5 years of him starting playing football. That's the issue, there's a lot of this.
Because I want to know, you did a lot of yapping, and it was good.
There's a lot of trait left.
I want to see I get the situation is being handled oddly. I agree. I don't think you just kill Trey Lance's trade value the way they have.
No.
But do you think he can play? Do you think he's gotten a fair shot? That is what we're going to get to
after
this break. It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, George Wrighster. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. All right. The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life and you don't know which path to take. Can be true at home, can be true in the workplace, relationships, whatever it might be. We take mental health seriously in my home because we know that when your mental health is strong, then you can be a productive citizen who's living your best life. My daughter is about to start her PhD program in psychology so she can help people with their mental health. So whatever you're wrestling with, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/oddcouple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/oddcouple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, George Reister's in for Rob Parker. We're talking about the quarterback situation in San Francisco. Okay, here's what I want to ask you, George, because we can agree that the Niners have wrongly killed Trey Lance's trade value. And look, if he's behind Sam Darnold, behind Brock Purdy, I don't care how much positive they say about him, how glowingly they talk about him, he's not going to have much trade value. All right, because he clearly is their third quarterback. However, they could have done that better. But you have said they've mishandled the situation. You just said you think he can play. So what do you think they should – should he have been given a chance to beat out Brock Purdy? Should he be the backup for sure at the very least? Or should he maybe – last year he entered as the starter. Yes. Should he be the starter this year? What are your thoughts?
No. He should not be the starter, especially the way things shook out. Brock Purdy played really well. They were in the NFC Championship game. And then he gets hurt. So, and Trey didn't necessarily do anything during the spring and summer that leads you to believe like okay, he's unsat Brock Purdy, or that he just looks so lights out. And you have to remember that physically, right? That arm talent, running, mobility, everything, all the boxes, Trey Lance is better than Brock Purdy. So if Trey Lance is good, he's going to look better. Says everybody.
Trey Lance is better than Brock Purdy?
No. I'm saying in the physical tools category. So if Trey Lance looks good, right? Like if Trey Lance is playing at an A level, and Brock Purdy is playing at an A level, Trey Lance's A level is like his ceiling is higher than Brock Purdy's, but also his floor is lower. No, hold up.
Because he's better physically, if indeed that's the case. I mean, obviously, you know, he's more athletic. It appears.
Yeah, but his floor is also lower too.
But you know that also One of the things that Brock Purdy's teammates and coaching staff raves about is his poise, his confidence, his command of the
huddle.
That's
what I'm talking about.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know that you can say Trey's ceiling is definitely better than Brock's. Who was better in high school? Brock Purdy. Who was better in college? Brock Purdy. I know he got drafted way lower, but yeah, he played at Ohio, at Iowa State.
And there's a, and the reason
and
why
Trey Lance played Division I AA.
And that's because of physical tools, the reason why Trey Lance was drafted higher. Now physical tools don't necessarily make a great quarterback.
No, they don't.
Yes. However, when physical tools align with all the poise, the understanding offense, you get Patrick Mahomes, Cam Newton, some of the great quarterbacks.
And Trey Lance shouldn't even be mentioned in the same sentence. Like, what makes you think Trey Lance can play? Like I said, he wasn't a blue chip high school. Fine, that was a while ago. I'm not going to hold high school against him or for him. But I'm just saying,
Brock Purdy was not heavily recruited at all. He was not heavily recruited.
He must have been somewhat. That's the Big 12.
Iowa State.
I know it's not,
was
a
not
football
good
power,
when they,
but it's still
when,
a
no,
Big
no, no.
12.
I'm saying that they were not good when they recruited Brock Purdy.
Usually aren't good. But I'm just saying they play in the Big 12, not with the Missouri Valley or whatever
Brock
that was.
Purdy.
Brock Purdy was playing in.
The reason why I'm not ready to give up on Brock Purdy yet is that quarterbacking at times, if Aaron Rodgers had to play early, he may not have had the success.
Well, I agree. I do think more guys need to be given time. If Patrick Mahomes didn't get the sit, Jordan Love might play really well.
That might be the best thing for him.
I'm with you there.
So that's the reason why I'm not willing to give up on Trey Lance. There is a chance that he is not good enough to be an NFL quarterback in terms of being a starter. However, the book is not written. This is year three, and he's really in part of year one because he was hurt year one, hurt all of year two, and hurt so bad that he couldn't even practice because he had to have surgery and all of those things. So he's had a limited sample size for a guy who had limited experience in college as well. And I know this because I'm dealing with this firsthand, Chris, firsthand. I have a son who's a quarterback, who is a senior in high school, all the physical tools in the world. And he's getting recruited now and all of this. And
is he going Division One?
Yes.
Or 1AA? Okay.
No. He'll be Division One. The issue is that I know as his father and as a football guy that the thing that he needs most at this point in time, because there's no question about the throws or can he read coverage, any of this. It's just experience, because this is a kid who was a baseball player. And so I understand, like I see in Trey Lance similarly what I see in my son, in that this is an experience thing as opposed to.
I'm not even talking about your son. I'm talking about Trey.
There's a big jump between the NFL and high school.
Here's the thing, you have to admit this though. Because obviously Trey has not gotten much of a chance.
Yeah.
In games, and because he's injured.
Correct.
They had him as a starter. It's just that he's been injured. However, has he shown them anything in practice?
He's
third string now.
If you look at and the reason why I believe that he's third string is because he's probably making some minor mistakes that he shouldn't make.
Well, I was going to say, third year in, he needs to be playing a little better.
But this is also mistakes that Sam Darnold, as a 5-year starter, is not going to make. He's seen more of these things. So the best thing for Trey Lance may be to be third string this year get more experience, get a chance to see more, get a chance to be healthy for an entire year and practice, right? And just practice, run the scout team, do all of the stuff that will help with his speed of the game, his processing, and all of these things, because at this point, they're not going to pick up his fifth-year option.
Right.
After this season. So, and he's so cheap at this point because they're fully, his contract is fully guaranteed for the 4 years. And so it doesn't cost them any more money to keep him. So I'm keeping him on my roster.
The injury issues alone should make you keep him as a third stringer. And you're right, you keep working with him. He may or may not.
It doesn't cost you. It doesn't cost you any additional money.
Working with him. Nothing. And we'll see if he ever pans out. We got Eddie House around the corner. We'll get into some NBA with him. All right. Thank you, B-Finn. We are the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Our next guest got theme music. He's an NBA champion, NBA sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Eddie House. E House, what up?
Yo, 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 what's happening?
We are good, brother. We got George Reister in for Rob Parker. Let's get right into it. Let's start here. You have seen, I'm sure, on social media, all the talk about Steph versus Magic. Gilbert Arenas asked Steph on his podcast if he's the best point guard ever, and Steph said yes. So what are your thoughts on Steph or Magic at the point?
Well, it depends on what team they are. I mean, come on,
man. I'm asking best ever.
I'll tell you this.
Who's the best?
Magic, what he did was revolutionize what somebody at that size could do and what people believe they could do. Most of the time at that age, in that time of when guys played, you were either put on the block or you were going to be a small forward or a power forward. Nobody ever allowed somebody to do that. What he did was open it up for the LeBron James. So with that being said, I'm still going to say Magic. Magic has 5 rings. I think Steph has 4. Right. Everything that Magic did for the NBA, Magic and Bird, basically resuscitated the NBA when finals games were on tape delay. They changed all of that. So with what he's done for the game of basketball, not only during his time, but then even what he's done after his time of playing and bringing awareness to a whole lot of other things and bringing businesses into the inner city. So I have to go with Magic.
Eddie, you were in what would be termed as an undersized guard like a Steph. You put up 50 when you were at Arizona State. I remember watching it.
Don't short.
Oh, excuse me. But can you talk about how incredible it is what Steph has done as an undersized guy being able to score and really revolutionize basketball from youth all the way up to the NBA in terms of how people can shoot the ball?
Well, that's why that's kind of unfair question to ask that. You know, it's basically opinion-based when you ask Magic or Steph, but Steph has revolutionized the game. You look at kids come in, everybody wants to shoot the three. Nobody wants to work on their mid-range, but Steph worked on his mid-range. I think the thing about Steph that people kind of gloss over, Steph ain't that small. Steph about a good 6'3", 6'4". So as far as being a small, he's not a small. He's just small compared to all the other giants that's in the game. You talk about how he can get his shot off. That's revolution. That's evolutionary. He's one of the best to ever do it. He is the best shooter, pure shooter, ever this game has seen. And he hasn't played with the likes of the Magics. But at the same time, you look at what he's done for the game. It's been game changing. I'm talking about not only across this nation but worldwide. His effect on the game of basketball is second to none.
If you had a sit down conversation with James Harden, what would you tell him? Like next week, what would you tell him?
Well, it's hard to tell somebody something they ain't gonna listen anyway. So if I was gonna sit down and have a conversation with him, I would say, hey man, listen. the bottom line is Daryl Morey did you dusty. You trusted him. You thought that opting in, you was going to have some back-end money coming up this year. I'm quite sure those were the conversations behind closed doors, and that's what James is alluding to. But welcome to the business world. You know, if it's not on paper, if it's not inked up, you know, don't agree to it. Don't think that it's going to happen later on. You got to get that right then in writing with some signatures. That way you know you're guaranteed. I think it was a great business lesson. Not that he needs any business lessons because he's made a ton of money. I'm not counting his pockets, but he's fine in that regard. But at the same time, it just gives him a sense of understanding like the business side of it. You know, you can't really trust anybody when it comes down to business.
So don't you think that being the case, and I agree. Look, he said that he's talking about Morey said they were going to trade him quickly after he opted in.
That's covering the track.
I hear you. But I think the bottom line, though, is he has no leverage whatsoever. No. The only way for him to get, like, a big contract next summer is for him to go to Philly and just ball out. Now, maybe somebody, if he balls out, maybe somebody would trade for him before the deadline, or he may stay there the whole year. And the best thing for him to do, Eddie, I think, is just play the absolute best he can and see if, whether in Philly or somewhere else, he can get a big contract next summer.
Well, I agree with that part. You got to bet on yourself at this point. You got to say, hey, man, I'm going to come in phenomenal shape. Nobody's ever going to see me the way I look this time. I'm going to come in and play well. I know I led the league in assists last year. I'm going to up my points a little bit. My assists will stay the same. But how many relationships within that organization are fractured? That's the other thing. Like, how does Embiid feel about this? How does other players feel about this that's coming back? Do they feel like it's a distraction? Like, man, here we go again. So now that's a whole different dynamic and a whole other can of worms that have been opened up. So I think I would bet on myself if I was him. He has to. I think that's the only recourse. You can't sit out. You don't really have that much trade value because right. If you did, I think they would already got rid of you.
Eddie, how much of this, I mean, if we're being honest and fair, how much of this is James Harden's fault? In that he's burned some bridges. He didn't play well in game 6 and game 7 like he hasn't done a lot of times in the playoffs, and maybe the trade market that he anticipated wasn't there in terms of wanting to give him a big long-term deal as well.
Well, I think it's representation because you can believe whatever you want to believe, but when you have the representation as actually on a ground floor, you know, that's right there, ground zero, that's mixing it in with the GMs and the owners and talking like that, they're going to tell you, they should be able to tell you exactly what the real is. And that's where, you know, you look at guys that have fumbled the bag because of bad representation. Now, I'm saying his representation is bad, but at this point, it's not looking like it has been the greatest.
Eddie, we got about a minute and a half for your answer. Obviously, look, I think everybody likes Phoenix at the top, right? The big three with Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton's still there. I like the pieces they added in free agency, especially considering what they had to work with, but I think they added some good pieces. My question about them is, do they have the leadership on the roster that it takes to kind of get all the way over the hump and win a championship? Because Durant, as a team's leader, hasn't been able to do it. He said he's not a leader. Booker, you're there. So I don't know if Book, you know, is a leader or not. Obviously, he struggled at times in some of the big playoff series, most notably Dallas. But do you think that's a legitimate question about this team? Like, physically, they got it, but where's the leadership on the roster, not so much the coaching staff?
Well, I think that leadership depends on who is the leader and who's listening to the leader. Okay, so last year, who was the leader of that team, you would say? Probably Chris Paul, right?
Yeah.
Well, for all intents and purposes, I don't think anybody, especially DeAndre Ayton, didn't get along that great with Chris Paul. And, I mean, I think that's clear. And so as great of a leader Chris Paul is, the way he pushes and tries to bring the best out of you, some people don't respond to that type of leadership. I think the way that KD, Devin Booker, and you add Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's been the number one on his team. KD's been the number one on his team, and so has Devin Booker. So I think those guys, smart enough, really smart guys, they're very intelligent, they'll figure it out. And I think if you have three guys that are on the same page, the rest of the dominoes will fall into place.
All right. That's our man Eddie House with the knowledge. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
Right on, man. Anytime. You already know.
Yep. Have a good night. All right. George.
Yes,
sir. Are the Kings in trouble? That's next. Ah, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Player at his position. And, you know, he just signed, well, he's in the last year of a four-year, $80 million deal. But he wants more. And he has recently indicated that. Now, some people are wondering, was he joking? Is he playing around? Or is he serious? We're going to take him at his word for right now. All we know, we'll just go.
Don't.
Okay, because what he said is that he's could sit out the first 7 weeks.
Yeah,
or two things. One, you apparently don't believe him. Two, if he's telling the truth, are the Chiefs in trouble if their best defensive player misses the first 7 games?
Yes, he's the engine that makes that.
Did we lose? I think, I don't know, am I still on? I need a producer to help me. Okay, because I'm not hearing George. Okay, so we got some technical problems with George Reister. Hopefully we'll have him back soon. But look, any Chiefs fans listening, relax. Chris Jones is great. Chris Jones deserves all the accolades he's getting and paid a man, Chiefs. Your main guy, Patrick Mahomes, your second guy, Travis Kelce, are being paid less than they should be. Pay Chris Jones. All right, but that said, even if Chris Jones misses the first 7 weeks and comes back in week 8, I guess that'd be for the last 10 games, the Chiefs are fine. The Chiefs are fine. There is no need to panic. You never have to panic in Kansas City for the next 12 years unless your quarterback goes down with a serious injury. That's it. This man lost a Hall of Fame receiver in Tyreek Hill. Arguably the best in the game. Most people would say no right now, but he's up there. Top 5 receiver in the game, destined for the Hall of Fame, I would say. Lost him, did not have a legitimate, bona fide, number one wide receiver on the roster last year. He had tight end Travis Kelce. Yeah, he's great, number one. But receiver, wide receiver, had not a number one wide receiver on the roster. The defense was 16th. in points allowed? Mediocre. And all he did was win the Super Bowl. With a defense that, yes, featured Chris Jones, but also featured a lot of young boys, all right, that are going to be better this year. So Chris Jones should be a priority. They need to get him back.
Yes.
But they will be fine.
Chris.
What are they going to be, 4-3 at the worst with if Chris Jones missed the first seven games? They'll be fine.
Here's the thing. The reason why I said I would bet my next check that he won't be there at past the first game.
At the very least, he'll be there for the second game.
Yes, but I would actually, I want to say.
Probably agree with you. Be there for the first, right?
He's making $19 million and he wants more money. He's not going to sacrifice that much money. It was different in Zach Martin's case in Dallas. Zach Martin was only making $1.5 million this year and he's already made $70 million. So he would have foregone $1.5 million. But Chris Jones, who wants a new contract, he ain't missing $19 million as unhappy as
that
he is.
That don't make sense.
He ain't missing. Right. That's hustling backwards.
Right.
So totally that's why agree. I said he will show up. It's a different situation.
Okay, so let's play along.
Okay.
If he doesn't until week 8, are they in trouble?
No, they're not in trouble. You got Patrick Mahomes, you don't have trouble. But Now, I'm talking about on the field, but off the field, they would have trouble because Patrick Mahomes, who structured his deal in a way to make sure other people could get paid, if they're not getting paid and the other people aren't cooperating, that's going to cause a problem.
Because I got to believe Patrick is thinking, and we saw his press conference, like, this is what I was trying to avoid.
Exactly.
Now, I know they're right up on the cap, so the money's being spent, but then maybe they're not spending it as wisely as they should.
He said, "I'm gonna need a Billy if y'all ain't gonna pay everybody else, you might as well pay
me
what I'm worth."
Absolutely, we got 2 hours left. It's hot and heavy up here in Fox Sports Radio Studios. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.